Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Cassie Fish. We're talking about producer-owned beef in just a moment.
Every year you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Hey cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. Cassie Fish is the new Executive Vice President of Producer Owned Beef, an LLC and cooperative for a brand new beef processing facility right smack dab in the Texas Panhandle.
With the announcement today by the governor of Texas of our award of $12.232 million from the Texas Enterprise Fund, we will be able to bring our business to Amarillo, Texas.
Broadcast colleague James Hunt with the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network talked with Cassie about the $670 million plant that's proposed to be built just east of Amarillo on a 1,000-acre plot. It'll have a 3,000-head-a-day capacity, 1,600 workers, and owned by 100 to 150 cattle producers. And yes, this will be the first beef processing plant that's been built in a very long time.
Well, when you think about it, we haven't built a beef processing plant of this size that can harvest 3,000 head per day since 1992. So we can bring the latest building technique, energy efficiencies, top quality air handlers, so we don't have any odor issues, a really advanced wastewater treatment facility that's, we're going to clean the water up beyond stream discharge.
Producer-owned beef is just exactly that. It'll be owned by cattle producers. Cassie Fish says 100 to 150 producers will likely be the initial owners of this project.
We do have folks as far away as Hawaii and even Canada, but they are required to have the cattle fed here in eastern New Mexico or the Oklahoma Panhandle or in Texas. So they can live anywhere, but the cattle need to be fed here a minimum of 100 days on feed. So this is going to bring some cattle, you know, on feed in this state. But most of the producers are from, I would say, within a couple hundred miles.
These producers, hopeful they'll be able to get in on the profits that processors have enjoyed.
But what our structure will allow is the producer to capture that profit on the processing side and keep that money in the region, and actually to take that profit from the plant, from the processing plant, that's being able to capture that additional $100 to $200 a head profit from the packing side, the processing side, and being able to benefit from that plant ownership.
As far as the timeline is concerned, they're hoping to break ground first quarter 2023 and actually be online buying cattle, processing beef in the final quarter of 2025. That'll be a challenging time as tight beef supplies will likely be a part of the landscape 2025. But Cassie Fish says they're hopeful to be online selling beef and hopefully selling a branded product down the road.
We hope to produce a branded product, you know, after we are established. And think of it as a regional brand where we're marketing. If you go to the grocery store and you see locally produced or made in Texas or Texas watermelons, Texas baked potatoes, you know, we're hoping to really be a strong regional brand once we get, you know, once we become established. And that's where that link between the producers of the product and the consumers is much closer, and that they have a sense, oh, yeah, that's that's right here. That's our, you know, that's our regional producer. I'd like to, you know, I would like to support them. A lot, there's, you know, if you go to the grocery store, there's lots of locally produced. And so we're hoping to be a part of that.
Cassie Fish, Executive VP of Producer Only Beef. You got the beef buzz on Ron. It's the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Ranch Rodeo, August 19th, 20th, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches. 5 events with 1 goal. Weston Gibbons calls it Cowboys Helping Kids.
Our primary focus on this event is raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. We're just so proud to work with them. We're proud of the work that they do and the research they do to help kids and find cures for diseases.
Tickets available at LazyE.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.